Good morning, Herb.
Mm-hmm.
Is something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong.
Could I help, you know, without really getting involved?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Can I show you something?
I guess. Why do you have that?
I think it's dying.
It's pink.
I know.
It's a pink frog.
It's Greenpeace. It's my daughter Bunny's pet frog. I was spray painting the interior of the kitchen cabinets last night. And I accidentally sprayed him. Something funny?
No. Uh-uh.
Anyway, that's one hell of a frog there.
I know it is.
Jennifer, you got any aspirin?
We're out.
Oh, boy. How about morphine?
Good God.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I have a headache.
What is this?
It's Bunny's frog.
Herb painted him pink.
New hobby?
It was an accident. I mean, I didn't mean to. I was spraying, and he just sort of jumped in my way. You know how frogs will do that sometimes, just sort of jump in your way.
Pink's the wrong color.
Oh, I'm sorry, Herb. I really am.
I nearly killed my daughter's favorite pet.
Well, maybe we can do something. Here, let me see him again.
Okay.
He's not moving.
What? Don't say that.
Well, he's not.
Well, do something. Do something.
What? I don't know what to do.
Water. He needs water.
Oh, he is not moving at all.
Okay, stand back. Stand back.
Oh, no, Herb, that's hot.
Oh.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Storage. And finally, did you know that only a miraculous set of circumstances makes life here on Earth possible? For instance, the planet's size is just exactly right to hold our atmosphere. The atmosphere contains just enough oxygen to support life. And our distance from the sun is just perfect for the right temperature. Should there be even a trivial change in any of these conditions, all life here on Earth would most certainly be obliterated in a matter of milliseconds. This is Les Nessman saying good day, and may the good news be yours.
This has been the Early News with Les Nessman.
Slow news day.
Well, I'm ending all my reports now with some interesting human fact, John. People seem to like it. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Well, your face. It's gray. It's not your normal gray either. It's more ashen than usual.
I got just a little headache. I think maybe I'm coming down with a cold, you know?
Well, you should go home and rest, drink plenty of liquids, and...
It's not serious, Les.
What are the symptoms?
Just the usual, okay? Hold it.
Nessman, Cincinnati's window to the world.
All right, somebody hand me the Windex because the view is getting warped. This is the doctor, these are the Kinks from way back in 64.
You really got me going, you got me so I don't know.
Are your legs sore?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
And headachey in the frontal lobe up here?
More and more.
What about your joints? Are they giving you trouble?
Yeah, a little.
Does it hurt to touch your chin to your chest?
Gee, I don't know.
Try it.
Yeah, it does hurt a little.
If I touch you here, in the small of your back,
yeah,
right there, does that seem slightly sore?
It's a little tender, yeah.
I see. Let me see your hands.
What do you think's wrong with me, Les?
Probably just a simple cold. You should see a doctor, John. If not now, at least by noon.
Why?
I'm a newsman, not a neurologist, John.
Neurologist?
Would you please excuse me?
I'm dying.
He's not dead, Bailey. He's just resting. That's all.
No, I did not say he was dead, Herb. I just said he looks a little pathetic. Won't the paint come off?
Morning.
Good morning, Les. Herb has a sick frog.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it seems that this frog... Oh, Herb, you better tell him.
Well, his name's Greenpeace, Les. And he's pink. So don't look at him and tell me he's pink because I already told you he's pink, okay? I accidentally spray painted him. There he is.
Ooh. He's pink. Hi there, Greenpeace. You look like a cute little froggy. Doesn't move around much.
He's a very sick frog, Les.
Oh, I see. What shall we do?
I don't want to hear it, Les.
Why?
It's bad luck to take advice from insane people.
I've never heard that.
Hey, Herb. Mr. Carlson wants me to find out why you're throwing coffee pots around the lobby this morning.
I have a sick frog on my hands, Andy.
Oh. Well, that explains it.
You want to see him?
Hey, why not? I like to have as much fun as the next guy.
Well, he's pink, Andy. So don't look at him and tell me he's pink because I've already told you he's pink, okay? I accidentally spray painted him. There he is.
What's his name?
Greenpeace.
Looks like Pink Peace.
My daughter named him after the people who, you know, go around saving little baby seals and whales and stuff. I mean, she's just a little kid, but she's an environmentalist.
I think that's wonderful, Herb.
Well, now you see how bad this is going to look? I mean, I've almost killed this innocent product of nature with toxic chemicals. My daughter's going to hate me forever.
Well, he hasn't croaked yet, Herb. Give him time. I'm sorry.
Listen, why don't you call him a veterinarian or something, huh?
I've tried. Vets don't make house calls. Not for frogs, anyway.
I have a suggestion.
I told you, Les, I don't want to hear it.
No, wait just a second, Herb. See, Les knows all about nature and science and things like that. Heard your news report this morning, Les. Better stop it. Now, how about your suggestion?
Thank you, Andy. My suggestion is, call in Dr. Honeysett.
Dr. Honeysett, the guy on the third floor?
Yes.
Well, Les, he's a podiatrist.
So?
So?
Well, he's the only doctor in the building. And he happens to be a very nice man.
I can't call in a podiatrist to see a frog. It'll make me look stupid.
Herb, podiatrists take 4 years of medical training.
Oh, call him, Herb. The frog is dying. Just pick up the phone and say, "Hi, my pink frog is dying, and I would like you to come up here and take a look at his feet." I could not resist it.
Jennifer.
Yes, Jenny.
Did you
get me the name of a good neurologist?
A neurologist? I thought you had a headache.
Yeah, so did I. I think it's a lot more serious. Boy, I better sit down.
Oh, well, here, let me help you. Come on, right here.
I failed the chin-chest thing.
The chin-chest thing?
Yeah, you know.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
This way, doctor.
Les brought a doctor. Are you a neurologist?
No, I'm a podiatrist.
Podiatrist? I don't understand.
It's the study and treatment of feet.
I know that.
Dr. Honeysett is here to see Herb's frog.
Of course.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to do.
You must. You've got to.
Look, Herb, in medical school, all we ever did to frogs was cut them up. We never tried to save one. Let's go talk to the receptionist. Look, Herb, I don't know how to say this to you, but I really think that somebody should.
What?
It's just a frog.
And you call yourself a doctor? It's more than a frog, it's Greenpeace.
People and their pets.
Yeah, you're telling me that is the truth. This morning, I think I'm dying. All anybody around here can think about is this frog, the pink frog. I'm a human being, you know? It's like in the movies, though. You can waste the entire Confederate army. Nobody cares. 395,000 guys deader than doornails. But you kill one collie, everybody collapses in grief.
What's wrong with him?
Schistosomiasis.
Really?
What? What did you say? Well, it's probably just a common cold, but the symptoms are suspiciously similar.
Let's get back to the frog, please.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm dying here. I've got schisto-something.
He's a hypochondriac.
No, you told me that I had the flu. You gave me your word.
I don't know. I do feet. See a specialist.
What, a neurologist?
Okay.
The frog, please.
All right. Maybe we could give him an aspirin or something.
Wait a minute. I got schisto-something.
Get out. Please, John.
I don't believe this. I suppose if my throat was throbbing and I was eating flies, I'd get a little attention.
Well, Venus.
Hi, Herb.
Listen, how do you get paint off a frog?
Oh, I don't know. How do you get paint off a frog?
I'm asking you. Come here. I want to show you something. Now, look at this. Now, see, and here's a frog who's dying because I painted him. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Venus, surely you must know some sort of black thing. You know what I'm saying?
A black thing?
Yes, you know, some sort of plantation voodoo thing that helps get paint off a frog.
What? Who's this guy?
The podiatrist.
Oh.
I don't know anything about frogs.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't think that a vet would know what to do. You couldn't make a living out of something like that.
Where is a frog gonna go these days for proper health care?
Look, Herb, I'm sorry. It's out of my hands. Keep him warm or wet or something and hope for the best. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks for coming up.
Well, Les can be rather frightening sometimes.
He's dead.
What?
Greenpeace is dead.
Let me see.
Look at him.
I want a second opinion.
He is dead, Herb.
Not you. I want authority. Doctor?
Yeah, Herb, he's gone.
Gone?
I'm sorry.
What am I going to tell my daughter?
Hi, Herbie, look, I got to go on the air, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know Greenpeace, but I'm sure he was a fine frog. Hey, who's kidding who? He was a right-on frog. Well, I just wanted to say that, so try to hold up, be brave, and keep being you.
Herb, Andy just told me that your frog died. I'm sorry, I like frogs.
So do I, Herb.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, frogs are frogs. I mean, they like to jump, they like to swim. They don't do a lot for society, but on the other hand, they don't create a lot of problems. You know what I'm saying, Herb?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Unless you're a fly or an insect, it's kind of hard not to like a frog.
Thank you.
And Herb, mm-hmm. You are going to pay for that coffee pot, aren't you?
Herb?
What?
I'm sorry, but it's Bunny.
Oh, I can't talk to her. I don't know what to say to her. Tell her I'm on a sales call, please.
All right. Bunny? Your daddy can't come to the phone right now. Yes, he'll be home soon. Greenpeace? Oh, honey, I don't know. Okay, bye-bye. My sympathies, Herb.
Huh? Oh, thank you, but he's just a frog.
Yeah, but he was a great frog, Herb.
I know, Andy, but what do you think I ought to tell my daughter?
Well, I think you ought to tell her the truth. What else can you do?
Andy's right, Herb. Tell her the truth. The frog is dead, and death is the logical, unavoidable conclusion to all things.
Well, it's getting pretty heavy for me around here. I think I'll just go on home.
Herbert?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth.
Right. Bunny?
What?
I've got good news for you. Greenpeace. He's okay. He's just fine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the doctor got the paint off of him and everything. And wait just a second. Go ahead, take a look.
Greenpeace, you're all right. He tried to jump.
Well, yeah. They probably don't want to look at him too much, you know, because he's... Well, he's been through a lot, you know. But everything worked out okay. Everything is just fine. I mean, sometimes frogs get sick and then they get well again, you know. But, the main thing I want you to know is, I didn't mean to hurt Greenpeace on purpose. I mean, if he had died, and thank goodness he didn't, I would have felt terrible. I mean, it would have killed me to know that I hurt something that you loved. I'm just accident prone, you know? Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do a lot of stupid things, you know. I say things sometimes that, you know, I don't mean, and I hurt people's feelings. I don't even know I'm doing it, you know. I mean, I'm no angel, and I know that. I'm just basically accident prone. I'm a walking faux pax. It's a French word, and I'm not sure what it means either, but I'm... I really need for you to know that, it's important that you keep loving me and believing in me. Think you can do that?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's the important thing. Well, I think I'm going to go eat some dinner, okay?
Okay.
That's not really Greenpeace.
I know.
Well, we'll bury Greenpeace, okay? I mean, we'll bury him in the backyard, and we can have him here with us, and we can just honor him all the time, okay?
Hello, new frog. Welcome to my room. I think you're gonna like it here. But stay away from my daddy.
And did you know that within the next 24 hours, over 500,000 tons of soil will have been carried by the Mississippi River into the Gulf of Mexico? How long can something like that continue? Think about it. This is Les Nessman saying good day and may the good news be yours.
This has been the Early Hughes with Les Nessman.
Morning, John. You're looking much more your usual gray today.
Yeah. No thanks to you, Les. Boy, I'll tell you, you had me scared to death last night with that schistosomiasis stuff, you know? I left her, I went to a clinic, and I talked to a doctor. And you know what he said? He told me I got a cold. I'm coming down with a cold. It's not a big cold, just a little cold, you know?
John, do you realize how many mistakes doctors make each year?
What?
I've got a report right here about a doctor who sewed up his Timex inside a patient. You see stories like that every day. Wildly incorrect diagnoses, wrong limbs being removed. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
What are you trying to tell me, Nessman?
Do you realize how little doctors know? Wise up, John. Come to think of it, when somebody goes, usually the last person he was with was a doctor.